Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. I am so excited to start a new series today. We are going to be having some conversations with people who have tried to get into the entertainment industry, but have maybe had some companies misrepresent themselves. And today, in our first edition, I'm going to be talking to Russell Kirkus. Hi, Russell. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. So, I guess to get started, this is going to be the 15 to 30 minutes are going to fly by today. I can promise you that. So can we get started by you just telling my audience a little bit about yourself and what you want to do in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, no problem. My name is Russell Kirkus from Imlay City, Michigan. I live in Florida now, St. Pete. Beautiful change of scenery. But for the longest time, ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. Ever since probably about elementary school, when I was about 10 or 11 is when I learned. I just loved entertaining my peers, making them laugh, and I was always the talkative one. I'd be sent to the office more than that, but I'd always be leaving with a grin because I made everybody laugh on my way out.
That's
so
awesome.
It was, I just found that making people laugh and doing that, it was something I could wake up every day and, you know, enjoy actually doing. And it's a job I could see myself, you know, preparing to do and actually wanting to do, as opposed to just having to do it. We all nowadays have what we've all signed up for, which is adulting. So, you know, Sometimes you just got to pay your bills. But when you're pursuing your dream like that, especially when it's that kind of dream and you're looking for the right kind of representation to get yourself out there and really get your foot in the door, it's hard, especially now with Facebook and other places like that, that'll pop up a lot of ads. They'll say, now we're now casting for a major role, and it's pretty much just clickbait. You click on it, and it'll bring you somewhere where they're trying to get you to sign up and pay another membership fee that I don't already have one, called adulting. So they're just trying to get you to pay in and buy into their company, really, and they're not guaranteeing you any kind of means to an end for it. There's nothing, or there's nowhere it's really going to guarantee you that it's going to go, as opposed to I'm really just looking for a legitimate agency that would just more or less represent you and they kind of have faith in you and want to see you grow.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Russell. What kind of experience do you have right now? Like, do you have a robust portfolio of photos? Do you have a reel of like motion pictures that you've worked on? Tell me what your experience is at this moment.
Well, as of this moment, since it's been so hard to get my foot in the door and trying to also keep up on everyday things, as I said, like bills and stuff like that, you know, we're all struggling, striving, starving actors and actresses throughout the world until we make it. But right now, I've only been in one really accountable film. It's called Bloody Sunday. Can check it out. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's with some buddies of mine.
Okay.
By Flint Rat Films. And that one, I was a supporting actor.
So it's pretty much
an independent film
that you're a part of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Correct.
It,
yep.
It was,
a short
film.
It was only about 20 minutes long.
Okay. So,
yeah.
so your experience right now has been, you've been in an independent short film and you said it won an award, right?
Yep.
That's awesome. What kind of award did it win?
It did. Yeah. An indie back in
what
Flint,
award?
The Indie Festival Award for best picture.
Okay, so you were in one film that won an award in Flint, Michigan, which is awesome. That's great. I mean, that's more than a lot of people can say. So, what other experience do you have besides that?
I guess it would go back to, you know, really grade school when I found my love for found my passion and my love for the art of acting. Would be when I was in a play. It was School for Nerds, and I played Wilmer, the lead nerd. I put my glasses on, and I'd just be
awesome.
The nerd. You know, I'd be teaching all the jocks how to do everything they want to do.
I do a lot
of impersonations and stuff, too.
That was literally me in high school. Guys wanted to date me because I was good at math. I can totally relate to that.
I mean... You do seem smart.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so let's get back to let's get back to the career here. So you have one indie film, and like, what agencies have you gone to? Like, have you gone to an agency in LA or New York and said, hey, look, I won this, I was a supporting actor in this indie film and I want you to represent me? Like, how, like, explain to me what channels you've gone through to, cause I want people to understand, like, what channels have you gone through to get representation?
Mainly, the bulk of what I've done has been online, looking up like where agencies are located for where I'm at the time. Cause I've had jobs in the past where I traveled for work, but while I'm traveling for work, I never have time to go out to an audition. So really my only chances for the auditions were when it was at my homestead, whether it had been in Michigan or now here in Florida. And since I've been here in Florida, not that long, just about 4 months, I've, contacted a few agencies. There's one, there's really only one around me that, is actually a legitimate agency, but even her, when I contacted her, I actually did get a hold of her personally, the person that claims to run the place or own the place, and she still wanted me to have more of just kind of
more
backing than what I've already had, and then exactly more experience. And then if I didn't, she wanted me to buy into certain things that she
photos
promotes,
and stuff
and
like that.
Just like a doctor pushing pills.
Okay. Well, what pills was she pushing? Tell me what she was pushing. Like what was she offering you?
Well, she was recommending like these different places to go get photos done and stuff like that, like professional photos, which I have no problem with, but I have my own channels to get that done. I can get professional photos done, but she had certain people she wanted it done by. It just kind of seems like they work hand in hand, which kind of makes sense. So she feeds her people that come into her to that different either photographer or videographer, whatever it might be.
Okay.
And
so what I'm picking
so
up from you then is you have friends who are photographers. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And I can get my headshots and all that stuff done for free, but she wants me to go through different channels where I have to pay. And it just seems like every time there's another hoop and another ladder that doesn't lead to anything guaranteed. It just leads to kind of empty promises and never leads to anything that's guaranteed and solid.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're the people that you know that are photographers. Where have their photographs been published? Have they been published in any major publications?
Ooh, that's a good question. I've actually just met a few since I moved down here in Florida, and I don't know if they've been publishing anything major. I've seen some of their work, and I'm like, wow, that's really good. And I can tell it's better than, you know, just a freelance person. I can tell they've done their research. They have good equipment, and they have good lighting and all that. They have lighting, like the background lights and everything for their camera and like the green screen thing. So they seem more legit than just somebody walking around with a camera.
Okay. So here's my question for you then. Do you know if you wanted to be represented by an agency in Los Angeles, do you know how many different looks they would require for you to have before they would even sit down and talk to you?
I do not. No, honestly, I can say I do not. I really honestly haven't reached out to LA.
Okay.
I have a sister that lives in California, but I've never personally myself went out there.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I actually work with casting directors in Los Angeles and in New York City, and the average casting director in either market wants you to have 12 to 15 different looks in order for them to even talk to you. So, like, if you decided that you wanted to go into, like, LA Models, just for example, in Los Angeles, or if you wanted to, like, in my Rolodex, I have the head of casting for L'Oreal in New York City. Like, I literally could call him right now and get him on the phone. But in order for him to even sit down and talk to you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the thing is that you would have to have 12 to 15 different looks by professional photographers. So I understand
I got a lot of different clothes.
I
can do that.
Your perspective, I understand from your perspective that it's like, oh, my God, like, this lady probably just wants me to go work with these photographers because they're in cahoots. But the thing is that when you're sitting down with people who are legit in the industry, they have certain things that they're looking for in photographs. So what they do is they develop relationships with photographers who have the same eye for the industry that they do. Like, for example, we work with an agent in New York City very closely, and he has a bunch of people that he works with because he knows that the quality of photos that they produce is such that he could then take the photos that you get with them and then give them to the head of casting at L'Oreal. Because the thing is like, what you have to understand is there's a lot more that goes into a photo than having a green screen and different things like that. So I can totally understand from your perspective, because when I first started learning about this stuff, I was like, This all sounds so crazy. Why do they have to work with one photographer? Like different things
exactly.
like that.
And by no means do I think I'm an expert in the field. Yeah, it's.
Yeah,
I definitely know that I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, and that's part of what this podcast is about, because I feel like I talk to people all day long. I got scammed. They wanted me to take photos. They wanted me to do this. They wanted me to do that. And the thing is that the thing that you have to understand, and again, like if you, and like 2 years ago, I was in the same boat as you. I was like, they were explaining things to me. I was like, this is insane. But now, like that I've been doing this for, now that I've been doing this for a while, I can tell you, like when someone wants you to go get photos and they want you to purchase photos from someone, or if they want you to go to a specific photographer, it's not necessarily because they're in cahoots. It's because they know the quality. Like if you, when
they
you
know what
Michigan,
to expect
let's
from
let's
them.
Talk, yeah. Yeah. Like if you like back home, I bet you have an auto mechanic that, you know, that if you take your car to that mechanic, they're honest. Right. Or
oh, yeah, that's a good
you
analogy.
Have a restaurant
yeah.
where you're like, yeah, yeah. Or like if you, you have a doctor back home that you love, you and your this doctor, you know this doctor isn't just going to throw pills at you. This doctor is going to sit down. This doctor is going to listen to you. And this doctor is going to treat you like a human being, right? So
exactly.
Are you going to recommend your friends and family to go to that doctor? Or are you going to recommend Dr. Pill Popper down the street, right? So I think I
see what you're doing.
Like,
yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you have to understand is it's not necessarily that people are in cahoots or anything like that. It's just that they know the quality. Like, if that agent sees you, and like, I mean, you sent me that photo. You sent me a photo this morning, and you're cute. You're really cute. But that photo,
oh,
if I sent
thank
that
you.
Photo
I appreciate
to the head
you're
of
cute
casting,
too.
Oh, thanks. If I sent that photo to the head of casting in L'Oreal, he would say to me, "What the hell? Why the hell would you send me this picture? I can't do anything with this picture." And
well,
I know
that, yeah, I took
selfie.
That picture myself.
No. And I understand it was just a selfie. But the thing is that this man works with. He knows good photographers, and he knows what looks he's looking for. And so the casting agent or the agency or whatever that you went to down in Florida knows who she's going to be submitting you to, and she knows what they want. So that's probably why she was recommending you to a certain photographer, you know? Does that change your perspective just a little bit?
It does, yeah. You've enlightened me a bit. Yeah, I'm not going to be ignorant or anything like that. I'm definitely open to, you know, learning and change. That's what this is all about. I'm trying to make it so, you know, any help is greatly appreciated.
And that's what my whole job is too. And like in this thing, because I we put out that email, like, hey, if you've been scammed, let us know. And like to a fault, like nearly every person that has sent me something, it's not necessarily a scam. It feels like a scam because your perception
is. It is. When you're trying to get your foot in the door and it just requires anything that requires money, everybody's always going to be kind of hesitant towards it. They're not going to want to jump in right away. It's like buying a car, buying a house, whatever.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it on the first one you see.
Yeah.
You're going to want to shop around and see if you can find a better deal.
Yeah, and you have to do research too. Like if this woman has said to you, okay, Russell, I want you to go to this photographer. I'm going to take pictures, and I can guarantee you that you're going to have work. Anyone who tells you, I can guarantee you work, that is a scam. If anyone guarantees you work in the entertainment industry, you need to run out the door, go down the street, and, like, go online and, like, scam, okay? Because the thing is
okay,
is that
so that is the point where it was a scam then, because she did guarantee work, so.
Well, if she guarantees you work, then you know what? Never contact her again, because there's no way – that anyone can guarantee you work. And this is why, okay?
Exactly.
Like, when you go into a casting and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna put my best foot forward. I'm going to go in. My monologue is going to be the best. I have the best headshots out of everyone here. And you know what? Like, I'm going to be awesome. So you go into a casting. And what you don't know when you walk into the casting is, okay, you know what? The casting director wants someone who's 6'4", brown hair, blue eyes, built like The Rock, okay? So you go into the casting, and you can deliver the best monologue of your whole entire life. Like, I'm telling you, you worked with the experts, best monologue of your whole entire life, right?
You just don't fit the bio.
Your headshots, your headshots were shot by the biggest celebrity photographer in LA. Best headshots that you ever had in your whole entire life. No one could be better. But you just don't fit the bill. It's like, if I want if I want a steak, right, I can't go to Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. and get a steak because you know why? Chick-fil-A doesn't
they don't
sell
serve them.
Steak. So
exactly.
They don't serve steak. They, the cows
that's
are
not
really
prerogatory.
Cute. Or chicken. Yeah, exactly. But that's something that's a myth I want to dispel with the entertainment industry, and that's part of the reason we're doing this, is because the thing that you have to understand is, first of all, in Florida, there are really no legitimate agents that are going to get you work, first of all. And in,
oh, dang
in Michigan,
it. Well, that's already a bummer.
I know, right? I know, right? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, they can get you, like,
someone's got to be
in Florida, like, it. I know, right? Gosh, I want this to be uplifting. I don't want this to be depressing. But like the thing is that you have to understand is like,
I'm getting closer and closer to the ground.
I know, right? I know. Sorry.
You're fine.
The thing
you're
is,
fine.
Is like, but I know. But in like in the entertainment industry, like people want specific things and they have specific needs, right? So
exactly.
Like I hear over and over again, like. There are people, and I'm not mentioning any other company's names, but there are companies out there that sell acting classes and they sell photos. And people are like, I got scammed. I went in, I paid all this money for photos, and I paid all this money for acting classes, and I didn't get a job. Well, you didn't get scammed because you paid for a service. And then
exactly,
this is something
yeah.
I want And then this is something I want everyone to think about too when it comes to going in and. I just totally lost my train of thought. This is something I want everyone else to think about too. Like when you say you want an agent, okay? We work with people that have gone to Juilliard, that have gone to Yale School of Drama. We have people that have robust resumes. Like they've done off-Broadway. They've done crazy amounts of work. And it takes them years to get an agent, okay? So my question to you is, can you tell me what an agent does?
An agent solicits work for you. It'll find an audition for you. It doesn't guarantee you work. That's also what I've stressed to every person I've ever reached out to. I do not want a guaranteed job. They keep trying to guarantee me jobs. I tell them I do not want a guaranteed job. I want a guaranteed audition. That's all I want. I just want you being my agent. That's your job, is to get my foot in the door and to be able for me to represent myself at that point and make them see why I fit the part better than the people before me and the people that are going to come in after me. And which that's as an
okay.
actor. And if you want to pursue this job in acting, that's something you have to be prevalent about and something you have to be ready to do. You can't rely on that, on the agent to just get you the job. You just have to rely on them to get your foot in the door. And then that way you, as being the actor yourself, can convince the casting directors or whoever you're going to be auditioning for, usually probably a casting director or a producer, and just convince them as to why you need the role or as to why you fit the role. Sorry.
Okay. So why would an agent represent you right now with, and I'm not trying to burst your bubble or anything like that again, but like, why would an agent right now want to represent you when you've been in one short film that won an award in Flint, Michigan? Like, if you were an agent, would you be like, hey, this is a guy I have to sign? Or would you be like, hey, you know what? Maybe if you got more training and a little more experience, then we could have a different conversation.
I personally would be more willing to just meet the person in person and actually talk to them and see. I would kind of feel them out because, you know, just because I didn't go to the school of Juilliard doesn't mean I can't be an A-list actor. You know, there's so many A-list
yeah.
actors that have never went to school like that, and they're blockbusters every film they come out with. And so I believe everybody deserves their due diligence and everybody deserves their chance to be heard and to be evaluated, not just to be kind of set aside or cast aside on the phone and not ever even have the chance to prove themselves. You know, all it takes is that one agent. I'm not looking for the top Hollywood agent, just any agent that would represent me and just have a little bit of faith in me, whether it just even be for one audition, you know, a trial-based audition. And, you know, I'll prove myself at that point. At that point, it's up to me, and I can't blame the agent at that point. Like I said, I just need yeah. someone that'll get my foot in the door. And at that point, it's on me, and I know I'll succeed. So I have no qualms or worries or anything about that.
Okay. Let's think about an agent like this. Let's think about an agent like a recruiter, okay? Like, have you ever had to hire or fire people for a job?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So imagine this, okay? So you're a recruiter now. You're like, you're taking in all kinds of resumes for a job, right? I'll use myself as an example. I used to manage a dental office. And at one point, I needed someone who worked the front desk. It's a super simple job, right? All you need is administrative experience. It's like, okay, I put out this ad. You need to have dental experience, like just a little dental experience. Like if you know, like, the numbers of the teeth, I'll sit you down and talk to you, right? So I would put out these – I would literally put out these ads, and I would get hundreds of responses. People that worked in Starbucks, people that worked in local coffee shop, people that worked in local sandwich shop. And I never talked to them because I told them, okay, you need a little bit of experience. You need experience, right? So
they feel like they have experience, but it's not experience in the right field.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and like the thing is, like when you like, again, like if you're casting something, like especially when it comes to acting, you want someone who has experience because you don't want to have to explain the whole process to them. Like, I didn't want to have to sit down and say, okay, this is tooth number one, this is tooth number two, this is mesial, this
True.
Is distal, this is buccal, this is occlusal, right? Like, I didn't want to have to sit down and explain all of that to them. It's like, I need you to know the basics, right? So
True.
If you think about it from, like, if you think about it from, like, an agent's perspective, okay, they get I mean, especially, like, in a place like where you are, there, I mean, I was down in Clearwater a couple weeks ago. There are a lot of beautiful people in Florida. And I'm sure that there's
that
agency.
I
sure
just came
that
down
agency,
here to add to the total.
I know, right? You're just one more on the tick list. But I bet you that agent gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just like you every day saying, you know what? I want to be an actor. Give me my chance, you know? And then this agent has to take the photos that you send and has to take the resumes that you send and say, okay, you know what? Who can I work with? And like from my perspective, like if someone sent me the resume and it was like, yeah, I'm the best barista Starbucks has, you'd go in the resumes folder unopened because I'm like, okay, there's nothing I could do with you because I asked you. So if you think about it from like the perspective of the agent, again, like you're getting people like, okay, like I want people with experience that I can actually submit out. I want people that have photos or who are willing to go get photos if I tell them to go get photos. So, and again,
True.
I think where the agent that you spoke to maybe is a wrong example because if she's guaranteeing you work, danger, Will Robinson, run, delete, block.
run for the hills.
Run, Forrest, run. That's like just not, that's not the truth. But,
I do love you, Jenny.
Yeah, right? But you have to sit down and like think about it from their perspective also. So, again, I'm really sorry that you had that experience, but I can tell you that there are companies that aren't like that. Like, I have to toot the horn of the company that I work for, okay? And you knew signing up because you got the email from our company, which is where you responded. So this you should have been expecting this a little bit. But the thing is,
yeah.
is there are companies that can actually get you to the point. Where in not today because like really you have very little experience, but there are companies that within a couple months can get you to a place where you can actually sit in front of casting directors and agents and have an opportunity. Like with VIP Ignite, the company I work for, like we have webinars three times a week. They're like two and a half, three hours sometimes, and we lay out we bust all of the myths. And all of the scams, if you will, of the entertainment industry, because there are so many misperceptions out there. Like you said, oh, she wanted me to get photos, but I know someone who does photos. Like there are so many companies out there that, they sell photos. But the thing is like, it's not a scam. If you only have one photo, you need photos. You know what I mean? So like, but there are companies like ours, and this is why we're doing this whole series because. Like, all day long, seriously, we hear people, I got scammed. This company's a scam. That's a scam. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. And, like, literally all day long. Like,
you're trying to put it to bed.
We get thousands of emails every day. Yeah, and it's like, and the thing is like, we want to educate people because, like, with our company, what we do
like
is, first of all, we give you, I'm glad that you're on this call then with me. I mean, I'm glad you didn't hang up so far.
you're fine.
But what we
I'm the youngest of eight. I'm used to being berated.
Oh, geez. I'm the oldest, so this is perfect. But with our company, what we do is
Mom, she's picking on me.
I know you talked to me for half an hour before this. You kind of signed up for this.
I know. I'm just a kid.
No, I know. I know. But the first thing that we do is we have a 2-hour informational webinar where we talk to you exactly about who we work with, what we can do for you, and we have success story after success story after success story, right? And we lay out more in 2 hours about the entertainment industry than you can Google for 10 years and not get all of the information that we give you in 2 hours for free. We're not asking, you don't have to pay. All you have to do is pay 2 hours of your time, right? And then something that we do also that differentiates us is we do offer training, but the people that are training you are people that have been in the entertainment industry for 30 years. The one guy is that we're going to be working with soon, discovered Lady Gaga.
I remember hearing about him.
Yeah, right? I think I sent you that podcast. So one of the guys that we work with that is coaching our talent really closely just worked on a Scorsese film. He was featured in the trailer of a Scorsese film. So what we do is, first of all, the first thing we do is we offer you more information about the entertainment industry than you can get anywhere else. Then after that, we offer you a training program where you can work with people who are actually in the industry, because a lot of these companies that are selling you acting classes, the people are hired by the company. They went through their training. They've never done anything, and now they're training you on their method. It's like going to Weight Watchers. When you go to Weight Watchers, they know Weight Watchers. That's what they know, and they teach you. That's all they teach you, right? And then we offer these networking events where you could take the you could take the 2 hours that you learned on the webinar. You could take the coaching program that we have, and then you can actually go meet people. You say you want to meet agents and casting directors. We have networking events where you can actually take the training, take all the information. We help you build your resume. We get you actual professional photos. And then we could put you in front of people that can actually make a difference. So
let me ask you a quick question.
I would love for you to ask me a quick question.
So mine being do you guys ever work with anything like you're saying, take these classes and do this and do that, and then we'll introduce you to the agents? Have you ever considered somebody just being, I don't know, for lack of better words, a prodigy, and just being fitting for the role as is, and letting somebody trying to adapt without that, and seeing if their past, just life experience has brought them to a better understanding of the role?
We've been doing this for 12 years, for almost 13 years, and we've had more success in the last year with doing the training than we did in the past. We have success stories. Certainly can circumvent the training, but we have found that the people that have gone through the training have been more successful. I'll give you one example. We have a woman who's in our inner circle, okay? She joined our company in March. Okay, so it's been less than 6 months. She joined our company in March. She's gone through all of the training that we've done. And she has, by the way, okay, so she went through all the training that we have, that we offer. She has landed a role in a reality TV show. She did a film where she just went to the premiere. She's got five or six roles in the pipeline. And then she's also helping other people who work with our company get roles. How much experience do you think she had before she got started?
I believe in miracles. So I would like to think that she has no experience and she's just a prodigy natural, but I'm sure you're about to tell me different.
When she started with our company, she had never acted or taken more than a marketing photo. And now she is, So these are the kind of results that we get. So I understand that people are – we can't guarantee those results.
That's what I said from the get-go, from the jump.
Yeah.
The jump, that's what I said. I don't want a guarantee. All I want is a chance. I've never found an agency without giving them some kind of upfront cash. Because my look on it was the agent gets paid when you get paid. So if you're going to land a role and get paid from that role, the agent gets paid. So why should you pay the agent? But I understand if the person has no experience and the agent doesn't want to take you on. My thing is I'm looking for an agent that would put a little goodwill faith in me, and I'll go goodwill hunting for him.
But what I'm going to tell you is that you're not going to find an agent that's going to pay your fees up front, because you're going to need.
So there
food,
are fees. There are
work,
always fees. Whether even if the agent, if you hire an agent.
And even if they tell you, even if like you work with an agency, there's always going to be a fee for a legitimate agency. It may not be, okay, pay me $5,000 today, but there's always going to be a fee of some sort if they're sending you off for photos.
No, I understand.
That's when
I get paid, though. I figured that they get paid when I get paid.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's completely okay.
I don't mind that. Oh, sorry. We must be in each other's heads. We keep talking at the same time. Go ahead. I'll pause.
Yeah, but what you're looking for is a unicorn. And the thing is like, and I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but the thing is for you to get signed by an agency, you need a lot more experience. And what I'm telling you is we're not an agency. VIP Ignite is not an agency, but what we do is we can prepare you and connect you with people who can make those decisions. So that's all I'm trying to say to you. Like you can keep looking and looking and looking. You can keep looking, but eventually there's a fee, whether you pay it upfront or they withhold your paycheck. Like if you incur $5,000 in fees, you may get 10 paying jobs, but you're never going to make any money out of it. So like that's the whole point I'm trying to make. Like if you want to work in the industry, like there are a lot of different ways, and you can keep trying the hard way. But I mean, what we offer is a proven system. So. Yeah, and like we work with people like Monique Coleman. We work with some of the biggest names in the industry. So like that's kind of what sets us apart from these.
You
other
say you work with Mila Kunis?
Monique Coleman from High School
Musical. Oh, Monique Coleman. I thought you said Mila Kunis. I'm like, wow.
No, we work with Monique Coleman. She's one of the coaches in that coaching program I was telling you about. So it's like
awesome.
The thing is like, yeah. So like, if you want like. So for you, Russell, like if you are truly serious about your craft and like this is something you say, 100%. Okay, you know what, I really don't like what I'm doing right now. Like you can either keep trying to go find an agent in Tampa, or you can work with a company like ours where we can give you the information that you need. We can train you, and then we can get you. Once we get you trained, we can get you in front of the people that matter. So that's what we do differently.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this. Do you guys do anything with writers? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You can stop me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you guys do anything with writers and other things like that? Like I'm currently in the process of writing a book. I've been writing a book since high school, and it should be done here at the end of this year. So I've been writing a book, and also I write music. I do music. I sing as well. I'm not just trying to be an actor. An actor is my passion. That's what I would love to do. That's the end goal, but I do a lot of writing, whether it be in all kinds of genres of music. I mainly sing country and pop and hip hop, but I also write rap and everything in between. So I have notebooks full of music I write. Do you guys hook people up with people that would maybe just buy your lyrics off of you, like for a writer? Like even if I wasn't the one that sang it, if somebody else is more fit to sing it, like do you have the right kind of people to make that happen, get it into the right hands?
I mean, I can't make any guarantees with for you, but we are working with.
Oh no, I don't want to guarantee. I just want to know if you guys do that.
Yeah. I mean, cool. We do have connections in the industry, but the thing is, like, you'd have to be involved in our company, so it's not like something like, oh, okay, you know, we did this. Like, if you want more information about all of that, what I would really recommend you do is get onto one of our webinars, so you can hear about all the people that we work with. And then we would do an interview with you, and then there is a process. So if that's something
that
you're
obviously
interested in,
I understand
anyone,
that and I respect that.
Yeah, and if anyone listening is interested, like we have webinars 3 times a week where you get all the information, you can learn everything that we know about the company, about the entertainment industry, and then you get an interview, a one-on-one interview with one of the people that works with our company, and then we can see what we can do for you.
Awesome. When's your next webinar?
It's in about 26 minutes, but what I can do is I can send you the link so that you can get on. If you can't get on today, we have another one on Monday at 8 p.m.
Oh, crap. Does that mean people can see me?
Oh.
Because I woke up for this.
No.
So I got bedhead.
No, no one can see you. But actually, the next webinar, I just found out that our webinar for today at 11 is full. So we can get you
okay.
signed up for the next one, which is on Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link when we get off the
podcast. Definitely do that. I'll be open for that. Definitely, just shoot me an email or a text about it.
Yeah, I'll send you a text message.
I
think you and I are going to wind up. I think you and I are going to wind up working together and being best friends. I have a feeling.
I hope so. You seem like a pretty cool chick. You know, I don't see why not.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking your Saturday morning to hang out with me on the podcast. I really appreciate you sharing your story, and I appreciate you being willing to learn about the industry as well.
Exactly. Hey, I'm a sponge right now. I appreciate you guys illuminating me a little bit about this situation and where I'm a little bit misled and misconceived about some of the notions I had.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that as well.
You're welcome. Well, if you're a sponge, we got a lot of information for you. I'll send you the link when we hang up the call, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dina. It's Dina, right?
I
want that to be saying that right. It's Dina, right?
It's Deneen.
Deneen. Damn it. Dang it. I don't know if you can swear in here, but I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
It's okay.
Deneen.
It's okay. My mom did that 44 years ago to mess with everyone I would ever come into contact with. So I don't take it personally.
Awesome.
Well,
hey, Deneen, it was a pleasure talking to you and VIP Ignite. I hope to work with you guys in the future. And thank you for the information, valuable information you guys bestowed upon me today.
You're welcome. Well, you have a fantastic day, Russell, and I hope to work with you in the future.
Awesome. You guys too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this edition of the VIP Ignite podcast. If you are interested in learning how you can work with a company that can actually get you connections, if you're willing to do the hard work, please visit our website at 30xchallenge.com/discover, where you can get registered for our next live webinar and see if you qualify for a live networking event. Thank you so much and have a great day.